I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe author, journalist, and photographer Sharon Niederman. Her latest book is New Mexico's Tasty Traditions, Recollections, Recipes, and Photos, published by New Mexico Magazine. And she will be speaking this weekend, Saturday, December 4th, at Collected Works Bookstore here in Santa Fe, and then Sunday the 5th at Bookworks in Albuquerque at 3 in the afternoon. She'll be at 4 o'clock at Collected Works. And then Sunday, the 12th of December, she'll be at Home on the Range Books in Las Vegas, also with Nazario Garcia. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here.
So this looks like a really fun book to have put together. You got to basically go all over New Mexico and eat.
That is my life ambition. It's to travel the back roads and at the end of the road have someone there to cook for me. And I've enjoyed doing that for many, many years. This is my 10th book, and many of them have been about traveling New Mexico, finding the great mom-and-pop cafes. And actually, since I am a little shy from time to time, having an assignment that allows me to knock on someone's door and chat with them about what they cook and how they live on the land.
So where did you start? Did you start here in Santa Fe?
No, I don't believe so. I think if I could trace it all the way back to the start, it would be how inspired I got cooking out on the range by Ancho at the ranch of Jane Schaefer, the Schaefer-Gallagher Ranch, which is out on the Malpai. And Jane is a second-generation chuck wagon cook, meaning she has her father's fabulous Dutch oven utensils, and she goes out and cooks for the cowboys during the roundups and the weaning when all the ranchers neighbor up and come in together to help each other.
And that is one hungry group of people.
You better believe it. And it's got to be hot and it's got to be tasty and there's got to be a lot of it.
So what are some of the, you have a lot of recipes. What are the, what are some of the things that would be considered chuck wagon diet?
Oh, well, you can, if you are an experienced chuck wagon cook, you can cook anything in a Dutch oven. People fix biscuits and something called son of a gun stew is what the cowboys would fix, which is basically you throw whatever comes off the cow into the pot. And you can cook arroz con pollo, and you can cook brisket or fried chicken.
Now, when you talk about little mom and pop places all over New Mexico, how are they surviving in the face of fast food monoculture?
That is a really good question, although I think the way they are surviving is they are cherished local institutions, and they have a loyal fan base, and there just aren't that many of them. When you are out on the road, there aren't that many fabulous yum-yum cafes in Tularosa where the brisket is so tender that Mrs. Abeta says she has to take her teeth out to eat it. And places like Chope's are institution. The Ari Cafe is another one. They're off the beaten path, most of them. You have to know about them to get there. And once you do know about them, you will go there over and over again just for the warmth and the good home cooking.
Do you find yourself making friendships and connections that take you back there once the assignment is finished?
I do very often. I'm happy to say I have wonderful friends all over the state for that very, very reason. I find that just by expressing my curiosity and my love for what they are doing, people just open up their hearts and share with me.
Another place to find New Mexico tasty treats is things like county fairs and festivals and things like that, which you have frequented.
Yes, very much. I've been all over the state doing that. And as you said, it's a joy to do this work. And I feel very, very privileged and blessed to be able to do that. But I've spent a lot of time, for example, at the Colfax County Fair, where I discovered the cakewalk, which is the New Mexico interpretation of an old Southern ritual. And that's when families come back and they visit together, and they do not miss a year of returning. I find these festivals and these events are much more than the being in the moment of the event. They are actual community traditions that bind people together.
When you go to, for example, a chili festival, everybody talks about chili festival. I've never been to one in my whole life. What's it actually like? What happens
well,
there?
Well, Mary Charlotte, you better get out your date book, and we've got to make a date. We've got to get you to the Hatch Chili Festival on Labor Day weekend. It is, again, an expansive feeling of sharing. What you see is a big row of chili roasters and chili sellers. You can go from tent to tent, sampling the ones you like, and pick out your chili and have it roasted right there and bring it home with you. And many, many people come from all over to do that, from Texas and Oklahoma and certainly New Mexico. And then, of course, there's the wonderful royalty, the rodeo queens and the fair princesses. And then there's the entertainment. There's always great local music. And a wonderful opportunity to see old friends. And people are always in such a good mood. That's what I love about it. People talk to each other. They share experiences. And it's a great place to make new friends.
And let's not forget the farmers markets, which are a great and, you know, somewhat new as things go, component to New Mexico's culture.
I am amazed at the Santa Fe farmers market. I mean, I tried not that long ago, just to come in on a Saturday, and it took me a half an hour to try to find a place
you can't
to
park.
I couldn't believe it, but it's mobbed. And it
I go at about a quarter of 11 or even a quarter of 12 when everybody's leaving.
That is wise.
There's no food left.
That is wise. But I think it's with our increasing concern for our nutrition, for our food safety, for our desire to connect with the people who are raising our food. And there is such an enormous interest in all of this now. It used to be, even a couple of years ago, say 3 or 4 years ago when I started putting this book together, yes, there was some interest. But now it's like it's really catching on. And if I could sum up one thing I've really, really learned from doing this book is, and this is something the old timers have always understood, is that our personal health and the health of the planet are exactly the same. And we want to buy our food from people who we can trust are treating the land well.
We're talking to Sharon Niederman. Her new book is called New Mexico's Tasty Traditions. Now, all these recipes, did you test each and every one of them?
Well, first of all, if I could, Mary Charlotte, there are recipes in here. And I know people will initially see it as a cookbook, but I would like it really to be known as a document, if you will, and essays, my personal essays of my explorations of New Mexico's foodways, as well as my documenting through the photographs. And to get back to your question, which I am really not trying to evade very much.
No?
Not all of them. Many of the recipes in here I actually designed, and others were prepared for me by the chefs. For example, Tuttle Libby Cruz, who lives way out in Harding County in Bierros, made bizcochitos. I have not yet made bizcochitos because, really, once I tasted hers, I just didn't think I could measure up. She's a lifelong bizcochito chef.
Now, you went out to Navajo country.
I did.
What did you encounter there food-wise?
Well, I was very fortunate to be taken there by a friend who brought me into meeting her family, which is why they so generously shared their time and their willingness to allow me to share recipes and take pictures. I went to a part of Navajo country, and the lady I feature in the book is someone who really lives the very traditional way, tending her sheep. She does not speak English. She lives the old Navajo way. None of her descendants do. They are all teachers or high school students who live alongside of her. But what I found was a complete self-sufficiency. And this is a lady, again, who I must honor. She was 77 years old at the time I met her. And everything she used, Mary Charlotte, from the blue corn that she raised and ground herself to her stirring implements, to the wood she chopped for the fire. Her stirring implements were cactus sticks that she took the prickles out of. And everything that she had, she created from what she grew on her land or what grew wild. And I have to admire that kind of ingenuity.
Amazing.
Amazing. And that's what I love is visiting these parallel universes throughout New Mexico where there are so many lively cultures going on. And that's what I really wanted to show in the book, through the food traditions, that New Mexico is one place which is not dominated, at least not yet, by the homogenous cultural paradigm. We still have many, many lively cultures going along quite well. Thank you.
Right, which is part of the reason people come and make movies here. And
exactly. That's why we're so
come
popular.
Come for vacation and stuff like that. Although there is, I mean, certainly in Indian communities and outside, a lot of diabetes and illnesses that come from having gotten away from traditional diets and toward
exactly.
that American yuckerdoodly fat food.
Well, it so happens, I think this is true of all of us. If we all ate good, healthy, nutritional food, we'd all be much healthier.
Indeed. What are some of your, and I want to get back to the recipes.
Surely.
I didn't see it as a cookbook, honestly. I saw it as
Thank
a
you.
Book with wonderful photographs, nice text, and recipes here and there. But what are some of your favorites? What are some of the ones that you are taking home and actually making from your own book?
Oh, well, let's see here. There are several. I love this chili relleno souffle, which is like chili rellenos,
yes.
but it is super, super delicious because it's got a lot of eggs and a lot of extra cheese in it. And I also love Jane Schaefer's arroz con pollo, and which is great for company. It's one of those kind of big dishes that can be made to feed whoever drops in on any given afternoon. And of course, my recipe for latkes, which is very appropriate because Hanukkah starts tomorrow, is unparalleled. I think there are two schools of latkes. There's the cold blue and the crispy brown, and I am of the crispy brown variety. And believe me, if you follow my recipe, I guarantee you will have people who cannot stop eating your latkes.
They will never leave your house.
They will never leave your house. Never, now, never, never.
Did you take all the photographs in the book?
I did.
They're
I
fantastic.
Did. Thank you.
You are a woman of many talents.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, I kind of have a philosophy, or based on my observations, that whatever you are in one part of your life, like if you're very organized, you get to say later on in your life, and you go to the other side of the brain. So if you start off very organized, you become very creative. If you start off very creative, you eventually will become more organized. And
I'm waiting for the organization.
Well, it's just my theory.
Yes.
And so you'll have to let me know how it works out for you. But what I have found is that I have been immersed in words for so long, I desperately needed to do something else with my hands and with my brain. So I took up photography to enhance my storytelling, and I love it. I'm in love with photography. I've had some wonderful teachers, Kyle Zimmerman, Tony O'Brien. I'm very grateful to everything I've learned from them. And I love nothing better than just going out with my camera and seeing whatever the camera happens to see.
And there's no shortage of New Mexico culture and folklore and ovens and chilies and all sorts of good foods. There's even a good dog in the book.
Yes, that's my great big 100-pound Airedale when he was
that's
still
yours?
A puppy. Yes, that's his name
he's
is
huge.
Buckley. He's a lot huger now. You know what? I was noticing this morning, he stretches across the full length of the bed. He sleeps at the bottom of the bed, the full length. It's kind of like being in bed with a tiny horse.
And on that note, Sharon Niederman is an author, photographer, journalist, travel journalist. Her new book is called New Mexico's Tasty Traditions, Recollections, Recipes, and Photos. And once again, she will be on Saturday at Collected Works Bookstore at 4 in the afternoon, this coming Saturday, the 4th of December. Then she will be on the 5th of December, Sunday, at Bookworks in Albuquerque at 3. And then the following weekend, Sunday, the 12th of December, at Home on the Range Books in Las Vegas, New Mexico, with Nazario Garcia, who is a wonderful writer.
He sure is.
Another New Mexican treasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.